AM 1150's Business Spotlight, Tim Wahlberg and Dr. Garrett Svetlakov. Today we're talking about your health. And you may have heard that name before, Dr. Garrett Svetlakov. He's been giving health and wellness tips for years on our airwaves. Before we get to the doctor, I have a question for you. Do you or someone you know suffer from chronic fatigue? Are you tired all the time? Do you or someone you know suffer from anxiety or depression? And millions of people do, and it's really an epidemic, by the way. Today on our show, we're going to be discussing chronic fatigue, also fibromyalgia syndrome a little bit, and also be taking a look at depression. What are the symptoms? What are the effects? What are the causes? And what are the treatments or therapies for these conditions? Dr. Garrett Svetlakov has earned a host of board certification and has held a variety of BC and Canadian Naturopathic Association positions. He's a naturopathic physician practicing right here in Kelowna. He currently sits on several committees for the College of Naturopathic Physicians of British Columbia. And for more than 30 years, he's developed and taught advanced courses for students and physicians. He also writes regularly for newspapers and magazines and sits on numerous editorial and advisory boards. Great to have you back in the studio, Dr. Svetlakov. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Tim.
So, doctor, we're going to get to depression and the anxiety epidemic in a moment. But first, let's talk about chronic fatigue. It's hard for people, I think, to imagine what that might feel like by definition, chronic fatigue. What is chronic fatigue? And what does it look and what does it feel like?
Well, I think all of us have felt it in one shape or form, but the chronic component of it is people and patients are presenting every day saying, I have been tired, unmotivated, I don't feel well, I don't feel as functional, I don't feel as productive, and I've been feeling that way for a long period of time. I seem to be eating well, I seem to be sleeping okay, I think I exercise adequately, but for whatever reason, I just don't have the vitality.
So when someone comes into your clinic, is that a head scratcher for you? Or is that one of the things you might be suffering from? Why chronic fatigue? Why are people so tired?
Well, it's not a head scratcher because it's so common, so we've had to deal with it. Oh. But you know, traditionally, the way we think about it is we start through a proper differential diagnosis. Does this person have a real medical diagnosable disease that would cause that to happen? Anemia, low thyroid, chronic infections, something that would be causing that, then you would treat that. Is there an environmental lifestyle issue? Perhaps this person isn't sleeping enough. Maybe there's a lot of stress at home. Maybe there's poor marital and financial problems. Perhaps there's an unbalanced diet. Then there's functional problems. These are organs that test well on blood tests, but they may not be testing or functioning as well as they can. You're going to hear about commonly in the lay literature about adrenal fatigue, things of that. Maybe someone's weight is dragging them down because it's hard for them to move their body. Maybe it is stress or even medication side effects that could be causing them to be fatigued. And then last is the mental emotional issues. A person who's depressed, a person who's anxious, a person who's dealing with grief or perhaps drug abuse or something like this, typically is going to have some level of chronic fatigue ongoing in their life.
Wow. I remember, this August, it was the hottest on record, July the driest, August the hottest, the smoke that was around for most of the summer, it felt like. And I know that it took its toll on me. I was kind of groggy and droggy and cloudy and my throat was sore and I didn't have the energy. I felt like a slug. So that's one of the environmental.
Absolutely. That environment is not conducive to your wellness. Now, it will change over time, obviously. But again, there are people where it doesn't change. That's right. The chronic fatigue side.
So can you explain the difference between chronic fatigue versus chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia? We've heard of fibromyalgia before. It was probably 20 years ago, I think, when I first heard it. And there was a little bit of snickering when fibromyalgia came out. And people were going, okay, fibromyalgia, look, you're a little lazy. Just get moving. Buck up. Do you remember that time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a long time, a lot of conventional medical theory was that it didn't exist.
No one took it seriously.
And or it was just in your head. Or, there was some other reason for it. We know that chronic fatigue really is fatigue of various types that may be going on for a duration of time. Chronic fatigue syndrome literally is, it ties in with fibromyalgia in the sense that chronic fatigue syndrome, we think of this chronic exhaustion, worse with activity, does not improve with rest. And often with it, the fibromyalgia side of it is often this intense muscle pain. There could be depression, there could be headaches, bowel problems, swollen lymph glands. In earlier years, 30, 40 years ago, it was often thought it was maybe related to the infection mononucleosis or Epstein-Barr virus. There are still people where that's true. But what we're now finding out is that there can be other reasons, things like central nervous system dysfunctions. Mm-hmm. There can also be, the buzzword of the day is mitochondrial dysfunction, which I'll talk to you about shortly.
Okay. Well, who gets chronic fatigue? Is there a range of people? Is it men? Is it women mostly?
Statistically, it's been mostly women with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, but men can have it as well. It's definitely weighted towards the female gender, but it can also occur in youth. So it's not an old person's disease. Okay. You will often see it. You can see it in teenagers. You can see a kid who's had mono that, you know, say 2 years after my mono, I still haven't recovered my energy or my glands are still swollen. I still aren't functioning well. So it can be in teenagers. It could be in young adults. It could be in old adults, or it could go on for decades.
But mono is an autoimmune?
Mono is an infection. Epstein-Barr virus. Okay. Remember, sore throat, swollen glands.
Okay.
Kissing disease.
The kissing disease. I remember the kissing. You had mono. Oh, my God. The old kissing disease. Hey, yeah. All right. So here's a question for people who are listening right now and thinking, yeah, I am kind of tired and I'm thinking about this. I'm a little lethargic. Maybe I'm just lazy. Maybe I am just tired. How do we know if we have something serious or if we can just get over it?
Well, I mean, you do take a good history. Get to know that person, get to know what they think about their own condition. Most people are intuitive. They get an idea. They'll tell you if they're not exercising or they're lazy.
Okay, so what's the point we should come in and see someone like you?
I think it really comes when it's starting to affect your quality of life or okay. You're trying to be more proactive in your health to have better function.
And maybe you've tried to exercise. Maybe you've tried to eat better and it's not working and you've given it a good effort
right.
and nothing's taking.
Take a good history, do the good regular blood exams or urine exams, do whatever diagnostic test that might be warranted. So if you don't want to miss a person who's low thyroid and they're tired because they need thyroid hormone
right.
or the woman who needs iron because she's anemic. You do the basic stuff. But when all the tests come back normal, now you got to start looking at more subtle functional things. Start looking at things such as, you know, their gut health. You know, are they harboring some chronic infection? Maybe in a tooth, maybe in a tonsil, maybe in the gut. Is there some brain chemistry abnormalities that they've developed? So you have to do more advanced testing. And then last, you make clinical judgment to start a plan that
sure. It
seems reasonable and evidence-based.
All right, before we get to some of the treatments that may help or some turns that people can take, a little pivot for people's behavior from day to day, what are the causes of chronic fatigue? Can we touch on where we think it might come from?
Well, again, it goes back to there's multiple causes.
Mm.
And so the same symptom can manifest in different people due to different reasons. So some person might have a cause that is purely stress, lack of sleep. Others, it's going to be, they actually have some abnormalities. Their brain chemistry is off. Their serotonin levels are low. Some might have some chronic inflammation. So again, you have to do good medicine to start with. On a cellular, simplistic level, the term right now that's taking place is mitochondrial dysfunction. People who remember, you know, high school biology remember, oh, the mitochondria, isn't that one of the parts of the cell that generates energy? Yes. It's the part of the cell that generates ATP energy and is responsible for making cellular energy, the currency the cells use. When the demand of that cell energy is greater than the body can produce, you get chronic fatigue. So right now, what we are seeing is environmental toxins, some discussion, maybe even wireless electromagnetic forces. There may be, again, nutritional deficiencies, infections, gut health issues that are screwing up the mitochondria, thusly causing the chronic fatigue.
I feel like that metaphor of a car that isn't quite running as good as it could be or should be, you know, there's something a little bit loose over here and it just doesn't run
or
like
doesn't
it should.
Or doesn't start because the battery is half dead not charged.
It's just it just can't function at its full peak performance level. We're talking today with Dr. Garrett Swetlikoff. He's a naturopathic physician, and he practices right here in Kelowna, healing with science and nature. The Kelowna Naturopathic Clinic, located, by the way, at 1855 Kirshner Road, right here in Kelowna. You can find out more. You can call them at 250-868-2205, 250-868-2205, or go online. Find out a little bit more about Garrett and his team, natural-medicine.ca, natural-medicine.ca. Today, we're talking about chronic fatigue, and there is treatment. There is light at the end of the tunnel, doctor. Once you've done some of the tests, and I guess it all depends on the test, but you create a plan. Is that how you get better?
Absolutely. So we want take-home things for the patient to do. What can they do in their environment or lifestyle to improve that? And so there could be dietary changes. We may want to start supplementing certain nutrients. We know right now all these mitochondrial initiators that are being sold out there, CoQ10, L-carnitine, ribose, things like manganese, arginine, glutathione, alpha-lipoic acid. So some of those things we will give orally. In very severe cases, we also administer them intravenously so that we actually bypass gut absorption and get it right into the vein and get the cells working better. For other people, it is those other lifestyle things. They need to exercise, oxygenate. They need to eat better. And again, like we talked earlier, the body-mind relationship. There are people where depression and mood disorders, anxiety, are actually the symptom of, is the symptom that they're getting is chronic fatigue, but it's actually due to that actual problem.
It is a big picture approach that you need with this. And there are a lot of moving parts, a lot of factors. Could you think of someone, think of a patient for you right now who's come in who suffered from fibromyalgia. When was that, the process that you took them through, and how long does it take to get over something like that?
So a common would be a woman, mid-40s or 50s, would come in and say, I've been sore in my muscles for 30 years or
muscle
10 years.
Muscle ache, no energy.
And I've seen a lot of doctors. I'm Dr. 18 on the list. They've done all the tests. They're all normal. They've sent me to a number of specialists. They don't know what's wrong with me. I've tried antidepressants, pain medicine, blah, blah, blah. I'm no better. So now we have to start thinking, reading between the lines, doing a more intensive, comprehensive workup on them. And then we start with treatment. That treatment might be, if they're in pain, I might be doing trigger point injections into the trigger points of their muscles. Mm. We might be doing certain intravenous therapies. We might be doing certain laser and electromagnetic therapies to change the cycle. We may be working on their brain chemistry to get serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine imbalance. And how long does it take? The sicker you are, usually takes a bit longer. But again, the body can heal. And what we have found that for most patients, we should see changes within the first 4 weeks. If they're not getting better, and it's a long time, we have to make changes.
The body wants to get better, doesn't it? It does that naturally. We know that. It heals itself. You get a cut within a week or two, you're good as gold.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating. Dr. Garrett Swetlikoff with us today. We're talking about your health. You can find out more at natural-medicine.ca, the Kelowna Naturopathic Clinic right here in Kelowna. Today we're talking about your health. Coming up, depression and anxiety. If you're already anxious just thinking about it, then stick around more with Dr. Garrett Swetlikoff from Kelowna Naturopathic Clinic right after this.